Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. All right, your weather forecast says going to be a little bit of clouds, a little bit of sun here and there today. We'll have a high around 56 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 44, 43 in Burlington, Milwaukee 43, and it's 43 in Racine. The unemployment rate every year in Wisconsin with benefit payments, that's fallen by more than half since 2010, and according to new numbers out from the state. Following the recession, a lot of states either had diminished or insolvent unemployment insurance trust funds. Wisconsin, though, worked to address its deficit by tightening up eligibility requirements, cutting down on fraud, and increasing efforts to recoup overpayments. The Department of Workforce Development says unemployment benefit payments have been steadily dropping for the past 5 years, from almost $1.3 billion down to $535 million last year. The trust fund, meanwhile, climbing out of a $1.3 billion deficit, $743 million in the black. An improving economy and declining unemployment claims mirroring the nationwide trends, but also the compensation reduction stemming from a smaller percentage of compensated claims. Like refinancing a mortgage, local governing bodies, they hire financial experts to tell them when to restructure debt. The Village of Mount Pleasant recently doing that with a 2007 borrowing, which could end up saving some $569,000. Dawn Gunderson from Ehlers & Associates telling the trustees it was a general obligation community development bond for projects in tax incremental district number one.
At that time, the interest rates on that issue and the remaining maturities are 4 to 4.125%. We, on an ongoing basis, review all of the village's outstanding debt for opportunities to refinance for savings. This one, under current interest rate environment, we're looking at interest rates averaging about 1.95%, so almost half of the interest percentage rate is what is currently being paid.
It's kind of a win-win, and savings are good. Those were some of the board comments prior to the unanimous vote to refinance. Gateway Technical College Board's got a public hearing tonight on the proposed 2016-17 budget. It includes an almost 3% spending increase and 1.5% tuition hike. The hearing is at 7 o'clock. It's on the Elkhorn campus, one of the sites targeted for more facilities upgrades under this spending plan. Some of the additional spending, according to the chief financial officer for the district, Bain Tomey, is for wage and benefit increases. The proposed budget for Gateway would increase the levy by almost 4.2%. Well, from the largest corporate operation down to the one-person job, any business in the city of Racine that involves the use of tires has to have a plan for pickup and disposal. The latest with a proposal to reopen a one-time auto garage at 2001 Racine Street on the near south side. City Plan Commission heard about it recently. Mayor John Dickert explaining, though, to the applicant's attorney, tire disposal has become a major problem around the city.
Finding tires all over, thrown in, you know, empty spots, thrown in, you know, quiet areas. It's becoming a plague in town when we find that tires all of a sudden start just showing up everywhere.
Attorney Ken Rush, representing that applicant, said that the tires are included in the required business plan.
They're going to be delivered by small trucks. They're not going to be large trucks. They're not going to be commercial delivery with respect to semi. They're going to have weekly pickups, and the trucks or the tires will be stored in the back until for the weekly pickups. He's given a pretty good executive summary and business plan that he anticipates or will follow.
The public hearing will be held later on proposed rezoning from neighborhood convenience to community shopping, while adding a flex development overlay plus a conditional use permit needed for R&J new and used tires at 2001 Racine Street. And the Town of Waterford Plan Commission agenda for this evening includes consideration of an ordinance to allow chickens in residential areas. They're okay in areas zoned for agriculture, but town officials have thus far rejected efforts to allow them where homes are closer together. It is the latest effort in Racine County to allow chickens. Caledonia's board rejecting that proposal last year, though the applicant may try it again. And City of Racine, of course, last year approving an ordinance, but with a number of restrictions. Newly released email showing Governor Walker's overhaul of the state's civil service rules got met with a little pushback by at least one member of the administration. The Wisconsin State Journal reports there was a memo that went unsigned last October, ripping into the plans to make significant changes without studying the ramifications. A spokesperson for Governor Walker, Laurel Patrick, says the concerns brought up in the memo were, quote, significantly addressed, unquote, by lawmakers. Residents of Kenosha County are invited to a public information meeting later this month on the county's hazard mitigation plan. People can help Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, with the assistance of county agencies and officials, is updating a plan that was adopted in 2005. It includes recommendations related to reducing damages from hazards, such as flooding and related stormwater drainage problems, weather-related hazards, such as tornadoes, severe thunderstorms, and winter weather, and also from hazardous material incidents in the county. The plan is also a requirement for the county to maintain eligibility for hazard mitigation funding from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The meeting will be held Monday, May 23rd from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Kenosha County Center in Bristol. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Meanwhile, emergency preparedness, be it for weather, a chemical spill, a fire, or something else, can incorporate just one basic plan for all scenarios. Helen Lohman is director of FEMA's Individual and Community Preparedness Initiative and says today's technology really plays a big part in knowing what to do. In fact, FEMA has an app you can download. She also suggests that families have preparedness meetings as soon as possible because an emergency can occur at any time.
Sit down with your family tonight at dinner and create an emergency communication plan. This is critical to making sure that the entire household knows who to contact, how to reach each other, and where to meet up in an emergency.
You can also check out preparedness information through the emergency management offices in both Racine and Kenosha counties. The Food and Drug Administration recently relaxed a rule that prohibited the donation of blood by gay or bisexual men. But a Carthage College student who was recently turned away from a campus blood drive believes the FDA should go further. Sean Kelly is a senior who is gay and said he was angered and hurt when he found out he could not participate in that drive. The new rule says gay and bisexual men can donate, but only if they have been celibate for at least a year. Linda Gruber, director of donor services for the Blood Center of Wisconsin, says they have to go by the rules. Kelly says he believes the cautionary guard against HIV-tainted blood could be maintained even without the objectionable restriction.
I've been thinking about this a lot. If HIV is the problem with the gay community, that's what raises all the red flags. If the community can be tested before giving blood, and if it comes back with, you know, a negative result, then I don't think there should be any stopping this person from giving blood.
Kelly started a Facebook campaign trying to persuade the FDA to end that restriction altogether. And the $3.6 million jackpot in Wisconsin's very own Megabucks lottery game had a winner over the weekend. The cash value is going to end up a little bit less than that, about $2.7 million. State Department of Revenue spokesperson Stephanie Marquis says one ticket matching all six numbers sold at a convenience store in Kaukauna. The holder has to come forward, but also has 180 days in which to claim the prize, has to be in person at the Madison office. The store owner receives 2% of the winning ticket amount, up to $100,000. So the jackpot for Megabucks goes back to the $1 million starting point for the drawing Wednesday night. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that's for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.